It is Mind Food Radio on mindfood.com, and things are getting festive. Oh dear, are they ever. And I welcome to the show Sylvia Sanford, interior designer. Hello there, Sylvia.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. And I'm quite excited because we're going to be having a talk today about how you can make smaller spaces nice and festive for Christmas.
Well, it's a very good idea because lots and lots of people are moving into smaller spaces or even have smaller spaces. Do you know even a big home can have smaller spaces that you need to decorate for Christmas? And so hopefully we'll have some inspirational ideas to get people into the mood.
Now, we need to talk about that before we go over a few little tidbits, because there is the Mind Food Festive Home Tour. Now, this sounds amazing. Exactly what is it, Sylvia?
This is a tour on November the 4th between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock in suburbs in Auckland that are all closely related. And this particular tour has got 10 houses that have all been specially themed. They're all gorgeous homes. Some of them are large, some of them are small. We've got themes like Christmas at the Park, Christmas up the drive, Christmas in Paris, Christmas on Upland, Christmas with a view, Christmas on Bassett, Christmas at the apartment, Christmas in the playground.
Listen to you, you're amazing.
Christmas in the garage, Christmas at the villa. And every one of those homes has a stylist associated with it who is going to be able to style that home with a theme. And every kitchen has got a wonderful chef in it, so there are tasty treats to have as well.
Oh.
Totally inspirational.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Now, let me see how we get tickets to this, because obviously it's something that we can all go to, but how do we get the tickets?
The tickets, I think the best thing to do is to go online and buy through the Mind Food shop.
Ah, yes, that's so easy. Just go to mindfood.com,
yes,
and click on the shop. Okay, that's awesome. So we can get tickets and we can have a wee look. I'm sorry, but I find going through other people's houses fantastic. It's kind of like being a little voyeuristic.
Yes, well, it is. But it is so incredibly generous of people to open their homes like this, because the reason this is happening is we're raising money for the World Child Cancer Charitable Trust. And this helps children with cancer in the Pacific in all sorts of ways. And it is such a worthwhile cause. In fact, the latest Mind Food magazine with Oprah Winfrey in the front has got a glorious story in there about Michael McHugh's visit to Tonga. And it is well worth reading that. I think that what we're able to do here is bring the best of people together to actually showcase the homes and to provide lots and lots of inspirations. And so being able to move between these houses is such a great starting point for getting your Christmas ideas together.
Absolutely. Now, on that, little Christmas ideas for little spaces. Does it have to cost a fortune, Sylvia?
No, it certainly doesn't. And this is why I believe that you seek inspiration by perhaps coming on our tour. Little ideas such as look at the colour scheme that you're working with in your existing dwelling. If, for instance, and this happens in most small spaces, people have light-coloured walls, a really clever idea to introduce Christmas but not have it overpoweringly contrasting is to perhaps use a tree, have a tree that is in similar colouring to the wall.
Ah, like what you've done there, then you don't close the space off.
That's right. Ah. And of course, you know, if you've got white walls, there are lots of ideas for white trees or even a green tree which has been dusted with snow.
Oh.
And then it relates back to the wall. Or if you do want to put a green tree in, what about using some white beads and baubles and bows? And the LED light is an absolute must. You know, that's become such a friendly Christmas tool. And we can just string lights from inside to outside, and that immediately gives that festive air to any environment.
And you can get them at the warehouse.
Oh, you can. They're so readily available.
Yes.
And you know how so often people use them on the outside of their houses and do all sorts of amazing decorative things with them. Well, I believe that if you've got a small space, you start with the outside. Start at the gate. Wonderful wreath on the gate. Come into the courtyard. Perhaps you've got topiaries with LED lights wound round them, or you might have some special little Christmas trees lined up on the outdoor table. Step inside, light again. What about using quite a bit of glass? I find that those glorious festive-looking glass pedestals with domes are marvellous because you can see through them. You can put inside them delicious little Christmas mince pies or gorgeous little chocolate treats. But because of their transparency, they're keeping the space open.
Brilliant. Well, look, once again, you're just a mine of ideas. interior designer Sylvia Sanford, thank you so much for your time. And just a quick reminder for the Mind Food Festive Home Tour, get your tickets at mindfood.com at the Mind Food Shop. Sylvia, yes. Thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, and Merry Christmas.